people often say something like, what about all the good things I've done? What about all the good people in this world? So first of all, let me say this. Jesus did not come into this world to make bad people good. He came into this world to make dead people live. Those who are dead to God, to make them alive to God. So let me just clear that. But secondly, let me say this. Being like God in image of goodness is not the same thing as being near God in approach of relationship. There are many good people in this world, but it is not our goodness that brings us to God. It is the fact that we are dead, far away from Him. And in all of that goodness, we may be reflecting His image, but in our approach, we may be still far from Him, not coming the way in which He has invited us.
You ask that of all kinds of things. What are the qualifications necessary to get into this school? Or what do I have to do to get in there? Or what do I have to do to join this racket club? What is it in me that I can produce that will accrue to my account so that I may gain acceptance? That's the question of the young man. He says to Jesus, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, you know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And the man replies, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Now what's Jesus to say? Oh, well then I guess you have eternal life. Thanks for sharing that with me. No. It says that Jesus looked on the young man and he loved him. And he said to him, let me just ask you to do one thing, since you're already got off to a great start. Take everything that you own and sell it and give it to the poor and then come and follow me. And it says, and at that the man's face fell and he went away sad because he had great possessions. Now what was the issue? The issue was this, that all of his ability to keep the externals of the law did not put him in a right place with God. And if there was one thing in his life which pointed to the fact that he had set up a throne in his own life and he was sitting on it, it was his money. Now Jesus could equally have pointed to another area. He could have said, well, I want you to leave behind this, or I want you to turn away from that. The point is not so much the money, although Jesus makes the point that it is very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, because the temptation is for someone who has amassed money to say, I did this, I achieved this, this is all mine. And therefore, I gain access on the basis of this. Jesus says, give away all the basis of your access and then come and follow me. And he went away sad. On the Lord's day, some of you go away sad. Because you see your religious activities, your attendance at church, your prayers, and your Bible reading, and all the things that you've decided are on the list, you see these as a means of confidence before God. So when you do them, you feel confident, and when you don't do them, you feel no confidence. You're relying on it. You see the law of God or obedience to God as a ladder up which we climb to acceptance with God, rather than discovering that the law of God is to be written into our very hearts.